Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, we were talking at the break. We're getting a lot of people texting in. We were talking about Christmas earlier and happy holidays and, you know, the usual baloney that's coming along with all of this stuff that takes place this time of year. Because for some reason, we have to cater to people who, and it's funny, the catering is coming from a different angle. And I'll talk about that in a while. But a lot of people are writing in. A lot of people saying, PC, happy holidays, folks. Better not want gold for Christmas because that was one of the gifts they gave baby Jesus. Oh, my God. It is. So many people are just laughing as they, you know, PC, political correctness. Somebody writes in about fatherland because we're talking about Germany. Look, let me talk about political correctness in this. Before we get mad at somebody who is of the Islamic faith at a time like this, at Christmas, or somebody who's of the Jewish faith or this, that, and the other, realize that more often than not, it has nothing to do with them. It is guilty, progressive white people. They get very butthurt over stuff, and they want to make sure that everybody's inclusive, so they're willing to make sure that they throw everything out the window to make sure people are comfortable. And Phil and I were talking, and you had a friend whose wife was very vegan, and you said you did everything you could to make sure that you were respectful for how she consumes the food that she consumes, what she doesn't want mixed together. You were respectful.
Absolutely. I mean, she's a wonderful woman, and it's my best friend. I would never, ever, like, if somebody came over and who was of some other faith, didn't eat pork, that's fine. You know what? I'm not going to serve pork. I'm not going to be one of those people that, you know, slip stuff into your food because you should be eating it. I just don't understand why people get so upset and so irate when someone wishes them a greeting that is from another culture or religion.
It's hard to say. I mean, if I don't know that you're Jewish or you think I'm Jewish and you say Happy Hanukkah, I say thank you and we move on. Why does it have to become you've offended me? And again, this goes back not so much, I think, to people that are actually offended. Because I think if you look back, 9,999 times out of 10,000, most people aren't offended by stuff. It's that one that blows up and then people jump on it. And who is the people? The people that are out protesting Donald Trump. The people that are out screaming at colleges they want this, that, and the other. The people that feel that the white Christians have oppressed America and that they are the voice of change and that they're going to change a lot of this stuff. When in truth, the average person who's of the Islamic faith, the average person who's a Hindu or a Jew or a Christian, we don't get offended. But they want to make sure that they're loud. It's the do-gooder nation that we live in. I've got friends who are of the Muslim faith from Egypt that I played soccer with. And Torak, he's a great guy. And we used to talk all the time about the differences in our religions and many of the same things within our religion and stuff. And we talk about all these things. And he said, you know, it's so funny because people always think that I get offended about stuff. And I don't. But it's never him that's offended. It's always people who are offended for him. Like, don't speak for me. But this is what we've done. This is where we run into things in this world. We've gotten to this point now where we have people that are offended about everything. And it's embarrassing to know that this country, this once great country, and still is great, but this once great country of satire and fun and inclusivity that was real, meaning different thoughts, has now become a country that is being run by thought police, political correctness. Again, you want to see there's a guy speaking right now in Cincinnati who looks like he's on fire, and that's Donald Trump. And I tell you what, a lot of people said, you know, I've had enough.
Pennsylvania, right? And that person is doing the map. And that person was saying for months that there's no way that Donald Trump can break the blue wall, right?
But he, his uncouthness, his unpolitical correctness, his loudness, his moving and charging forward, his saying things that deem to offend people. That's the backlash. And it's, I heard somebody today tweet out something about Mad Dog. Like, oh my God, this warmongering pig, Mad Dog. And I started laughing. I'm just like, it's the way that people talk to me, right? The first thing they do is insult you and then wonder why you're flabbergasted. They insult you and how dare you talk back to them. Inclusivity. Oh, my goodness. I guess that's the new norm, and I hope it's not going to get worse, and I hope that this pushback will do a lot of the younger generation good. I don't know if that's true or not. I couldn't tell you if that's going to be true or not, but I'm glad that we're going to have some pushback. I'm glad that we're getting out of some of this political correctness. I'm glad some of this groupthink is going away. And as far as kids learning something, let me tell you something. You're a parent. You teach your kids. You show your kids different viewpoints in the world. You show your kids different things about cultures. You show your kids the true diversity and stuff. School doesn't want you to know about it because school's going to be too busy guilting them into something. School's going to be too busy telling them, no, this is what you need to believe. This is how you need to believe. This is where you need to believe. You teach your kids that. Teachable moments are everywhere. It's about being respectful. That's the thing. It's like, and it, as I sit here and as we talk about this, and we think about over the last 10 or 12 years that Christmas is, you know, the war on Christmas, Christmas under attack. And it was kind of a joke, but, you know, it is annoying. It is annoying. I mean, I just, if somebody says happy holidays, I say Merry Christmas and I move on. And if somebody's offended by that, then kiss my ass. You shouldn't be offended by it. I meant nothing of it. But if you're already ready to be offended, if you're already at that point where you're going to be offended by everything, it doesn't matter. And it's not just Christmas, it's everything. It's about being respectful. You know, if you are of the Muslim faith and you realize it's Christmas, you can be respectful towards Christmas. If you're a Christian and it's Hanukkah, you be respectful towards Hanukkah. You can be respectful towards Ramadan. Somebody's a vegan, you can be respectful towards that. And somebody who eats meat and you're a vegan, you can be respectful towards their choices. It's about the respect side of things. It's about allowing people to have their own minds made up. So when I see these things come out, these things like what happened in Oregon or where you're going to get it, probably Starbucks this year and several other places along the way. When I see all of these things come out, what you're doing, first of all, is you're discounting somebody's belief, but you feel because they're the ruling party, if you will, the Christians, the white Christians or Christianity and Christmas in general, you feel it's okay that you can discount their belief. And that's not right. That isn't right. That's not showing any respect. If you want me to show respect towards your belief system, then you must also show me respect towards mine. Because if you're not going to show me respect towards mine, why should I show you respect towards yours? Other than that's just the kind of guy I am. It's a two-way street. And if you can't have that respect, if somebody is a Christian and they believe in that Christ died for our sins and they celebrate Christmas and they get into it, they buy a tree and they go to church on Christmas Eve. And if they do those things and you think they're stupid and you think that they're all of these things and you think that this is some sort of evil thing that is just another, you know, white people perpetrating their hate towards other religions and stuff, and that their religion is stupid and their belief system is stupid, you're not showing any respect. And that's what it's about. It's in the end, it's about respect. Can we respect each other's beliefs? That's the diversity thing, right? You believe something that, different than I believe, but I respect your beliefs enough to hear you out because you're going to teach me something. Hopefully, I'll teach you something and we'll leave better for it, and hopefully we'll leave as friends. But when you tell me that I say it like this because my belief is so non-diverse and so overreaching and bearing down and absolutely a horrible belief system to have, and yet you want me to respect your belief. You can't do it. You can't have it both ways. You have to have respect all around. That's why when I see these kids in colleges and these young kids who are out there and they scream that Milo's on campus or Ann Coulter's on campus or anything, and they get upset and they're angry and stuff and they don't want to hear what somebody has to say, you're showing them zero respect. Zero. Show them respect. Listen to what they have to say. Then start to talk to them. Debate them. But when you won't listen to them, when you say, my way is the only way, I am groupthink, you need to shut up, you shouldn't be here, I want to shut you down, it doesn't matter if it's your conservative ideals, it doesn't matter if it's Merry Christmas, it doesn't matter if any of those things. What you're saying is, I don't respect you as a human being and what your thought is and what your beliefs are. So you need to go away and you need to shut up. And whatever I say, you need to respect. And that is not diversity. That is not open-mindedness. That is not inclusivity. That is excluding. And in a weird way, very bigotry. I don't know if that's a word. Made it up, though. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. Chadbenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. It's got a tweet from somebody who said, yeah, speaking of Merry Christmas, you know, think about what they did in Bloomington, Indiana. Didn't you get the memo here in Indiana? Good Friday isn't even Good Friday anymore, at least in Bloomington. That's right. They changed to being more inclusive. Bloomington, Indiana changed Good Friday's name. They're changing religious holidays' names because we want to be more inclusive. That to me, I just sit there and go, you're showing no respect to a religion because you feel that it doesn't show any respect to you. That's the way you're going to judge it. Silly. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
You do you, I do me. We'll all be happy with each other. Producer Phil and I were talking about that, and both of us went to schools where religion was part of schooling, and both of us learned about the world's major religions along the way, and I always thought it was fascinating to learn about other stuff. And, you know, Phil, you were talking during the break, Producer Phil, about social justice warriors. The problem nowadays with social justice warriors is they feel they have to come to everybody's aid. They feel that everybody... If you don't speak up, it's not because you can't. It's not because you don't want to. It's because you can't. It's because somebody is stopping you from opening your mouth and defending yourself. So they're going to take it upon themselves to lift up all of that anger that you have and then to shift it over to you because they are here to protect. And they're misguided. They are. They're completely misguided. Look, people are oppressed. Let's not pretend that there aren't people around the world that aren't oppressed. There aren't people around the world that haven't struggled. There aren't people around the world. Let's not pretend that that doesn't happen. We live in America now, right? This is America. This is modern times. We have come a very long way, and we always forget that. When it comes to all of the things that we have seen and done in the past to where we are now. We're more enlightened, we're more engaged, we're more educated, we're more understanding, we're more inclusive. But we're also becoming a narrower world because our thought patterns, especially amongst the youth, are narrowing. And we got to move away. You know, these people that are out there throwing, you know, pissed off at Trump and angry at Trump and throwing fits and screaming and yelling and stuff. It's the same people that are out there fighting for 15 or screaming and yelling. It is one of these things where you sit there and you think, this is not how you do stuff. You're not showing respect. You're not showing any of these kinds of things. That's great that you go out there and you protest. What do you do outside of that? And by the way, the same people that are protesting don't want to hear about what you have to say. Like, hey, I like Trump. Don't want to hear what you have to say. It's like, hey, maybe you should better yourself and get a better job. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They have zero respect for your belief. And that's the thing that pisses me off. The thing that we have gotten to the point now where we let the flea wag the tail, wag the dog. And we have to figure out a way to get back to where the dog is in a situation where it can be the dog. That the flea doesn't get to control everything. Whether it be Christmas or, you know, having debates on campus, college campuses, or having debates any of these places where we can have open-minded thought that is different, where we can have different belief systems, different ideologies, different sexuality, where we can have all of these things, and we can be really inclusive. But until we get to that point where we stop being so narrow-minded, especially one group of people, then we're not going to get anywhere. We're not. And we've got to figure out a way to do that sooner rather than later, because that younger group of people are growing up and they're the largest group of people out there. But I think you'd be surprised that a lot of those people out there aren't as narrow-minded as you think. They're just not loud about it because they're too busy working and respecting everybody else's life and beliefs. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You can always text the show, 323-538-2423. A lot of texts coming in. Used to work with a devout Hindu, one texter writes. I'm a devout Christian. We respect each other's faith. We may not have ever wanted to embrace the other's faith, but we respected that. We are like brothers. You can do that. Definitely. Absolutely. Another texter writes in, you are dead on tonight, Chad. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's about respect, people. We've got away from respect. We have. Starts at home. Starts at home with parents. That's where it starts. When schools and municipalities and governments think that they can raise your kids and that they can teach them everything they need to know, that's when they miss out. Not about that. Respect starts at home. You can be respectful. Speaking of respect, I saw this story today and it broke my heart. And this is another one of those things where it is a disgusting situation that took place in front of a family as they fought to try to get their child, their daughter, the one they love, their sister, the one they love, stop her from committing suicide. But she did. Brandy Vella, 18, killed herself in front of her family in her Texas city house with her parents, grandparents, her sister. All there. She pointed a gun at her chest. And the reason was she was bullied. Incessantly. Bullied. This goes back to the respect thing. Who are these kids that are doing this? Where are their parents? Where are their parents? What are they doing? Well, they got this new app now and they can set stuff up that says, you know, that they can't trace anything back to you. No, as a parent, do you know what your kids are doing? Do you have any idea what your kids are doing? This right here, I mean, read what her sister wrote. She said she ran upstairs because her sister sent her a text saying, I love you, I've always loved you, you know. And she knew something was going on, so she gathered the family. They all got over to the house. She said, I heard someone crying, so I ran upstairs. I looked in her room, and she's against the wall. She had a gun pointed at her chest. She's crying and crying, and I'm like, Brandy, please don't. Brandy, no. She did it. They said for months and years, she's been harassed repeatedly. There's an app called Untraceable, so even though the school knew about it, it was still tough. Let me tell you something. This is where you, as an individual, as a father or mother, and who see their kid in this pain, says, you know what? We need to come up with a new idea. We need to come up with a new plan of action. We need to figure out a way to help her strengthen herself and to get her through this. Here's the beauty of social media. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but you could turn it off. That's the beauty of social media. But Chad, we don't want bullying. Yeah, we know that. We get that. You can turn it off, though. You can go free of it. In fact, it's freeing. So much so, the producer, the czar, John here, he dumped his social media the other day. He said, you know, it's just too much, and I'm over the negative and the this, that, and the other. And for the last 3 or 4 days, we were talking about lunch today. He's like, it's freeing. It's weird. It's weird. Bullying is a 24/7 thing now. When we were kids at 3 o'clock, bullying was over. Friday at 3, bullying was over. Started again at Monday maybe, but it was over. Nowadays, kids are bullied all the time. But you, as a parent, can turn it off. You don't turn off the internet. But you can implore your child and say to your child, you're my child. Maybe it's time that we get you off this, at least for a while. Maybe it's time that we do some other things. Her family knew, and by the sounds of it, they tried to do everything possible. And by the way, she wasn't like, you know, I don't know who's calling her fat. Like, I'm curious. I mean, did she have some curves? Was she, you know, I mean, yes. But to call her fat? No, no. But this is disgust of the people that are out there, the mean girls and guys who are out there who are willing to do some things that you just sit there and you scratch your head about. And that's when I say, where are the parents? If I ever did that, if I ever bullied somebody like that, my dad would have kicked my ass. I said the magic word, my dad. My mom would have broken a wooden spoon over my head. Because you just don't do that. You just don't do that. Respect starts at home. That's kind of been the theme of the show today. Respect starts at home. It does. Where are the parents? Look, she can say, or the family could say, well, it's untraceable. We don't know who it is. You know who it is. Right? You know who it is. These aren't random people. You're going to a school where you've had issues. You know who's doing. Where are the parents? Where are they? Respect starts at home. How many of these have we seen? How many of these things have we seen? And it catches the eye. Again, when we were younger, bullying was, there's a bully. We get into a fight, maybe. It would be over. We'd all move on with our life. It wasn't psychological like it is now. Oh, yes, you were scared of the bully, or they were going to take your lunch money, or they may punch you. But it wasn't to the psychological sense that it is now, where the bullying used to be so-and-so in the corner would be bullying somebody. Now, so-and-so in the corner is sitting there, and such is across the way. But everybody knows what's going on that's not in this room, that's in every room in the school. It's changed. It's a psychological thing. And we have, and look, we have a lot of kids nowadays who, because of the helicopter parenting, because a lot of these things, maybe aren't psychologically as strong as they once were. They're a lot more fragile. Bullying has taken a whole new turn. But it's about respect. Teach your kids respect, and you teach them to respect others. And you find out that your kid usually grows up to be an upstanding citizen in this country, in this world. If they don't have respect for themselves, they're sure in the hell not going to have respect for each other.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go for it.
Respect is not weakness. I mean, just because, you can just say thank you or whatever. It's not a sign that you're weak or you're not as good as everybody else. It's respect. Respect is earned.
Yeah, that's it. And I think most of us out there, when we meet somebody, we give them respect. And then we'll respect them more and more as we go, as we learn more and more about them. Because we give people and human beings a certain amount of respect. And then again, you earn more as we go. But you brought something up perfect. Respect. It's not a sign of weakness. How many? Chicago this week, what? It passed 700 homicides or whatever? You listened to the football player earlier this week, Dez Bryant, say that, where I come from, you bump into a guy like that, they put a clip in you. That's not respect. People have no respect anymore. But I said something earlier. It starts at home. Starts with mom. Starts with dad. That's where respect is. That's where it is. You give people respect. And then they'll build up even more. You build up more respect for them and vice versa. It's a good thing. But you have to have respect for yourself. And producer Phil's right. Some people look at it as a sign of weakness. Because this is mine. I got to protect mine. Or these girls that made fun of this young lady. It was about they don't respect themselves. They don't like themselves. They hate themselves. So what do? They pick on the weakest. The smallest, the ones who aren't going to fight back, the most frail, because they don't want it coming back to them. Because they have a disgust for themselves. Where does that start? Starts at home. People who are real leaders, people who are really strong, people that are out there that do that. Donald Trump wasn't a bully, but I guarantee you, he was a leader. Some people probably perceived him to be a bully. Because why? Because he had respect for himself and he had respect for others. And he was always one of those people that people gravitated for. But I guarantee you, what he didn't do was go around and find the weakest person and pick on them. I was fortunate in school. I was funny. Everybody liked me. I was ridiculously popular. Never had a problem. But I saw the bullies. I saw people out there who picked on other people. I didn't like it. I stood up for it. Got in trouble for it on several occasions. Didn't care. Because I was strong enough within myself, because I had respect for myself. Because my mother and father, who at the time, my mother really, and my dad, for fear. But they gave me a certain amount of self-respect, which I passed on. The people who pick on the weak, or the people who pick on the others who are they're afraid of, or others they seem to be different, those people have no self-respect. And where does that start? That starts at home. That starts at home. It's sad. It is. Having respect, showing kindness, is not a sign of weakness. People don't understand that, though. Not anymore. It's sad. It's sad, 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 sad state. And another story. And by the way, this will not be the last story. This will not be the last story of somebody who was bullied into doing something. This will not be the last story that somebody takes their life because people just went after them nonstop. We've talked about it a few months ago. We're going to talk about it again, I'm sure, in the middle of next year, because this is what happened. But before we go, oh, it's kids, this, kids, that, understand that like many other things, it starts at home. And when you don't have a foundation that you can build up, and you don't have to have a mother and a father, you don't even have to have a mom, you don't even, you could be with your grandmother. It starts at home, though. Do you have self-respect for yourself? Are you being taught that? Because if you're not, and you think life is cheap, and everybody else sucks, and you got to be, you know, big man on campus or wherever you think it is, and you have zero respect for yourself, you'll have zero respect for everybody else, and more things like this will happen. But I can't emphasize it enough. It starts at home. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Wrap it up!
If you enjoy wine, you're sure to enjoy today's wine story. This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
A few Sunday brunches worth their hollandaise don't offer up a little champagne or mimosas to go with their buffet of breakfast delights. But most days, we tend to feel guilty about indulging in wine at breakfast time. Yep, most days, it's caffeine over Cabernet. But Saturday and Sunday, and vacations and holidays, well, that's a completely different story. In truth, there are lots of wonderful wines to pair with poached eggs, quiche, and even a Belgian waffle bathed in Mrs. Butterworth. Nearly all the sparkling wines, from champagne to Prosecco to Cava, are worth scrambling for, even if you prefer hard-boiled, sunny-side-up, or poached. As the dishes get more exotic, think pink. Now, if you're all about breakfast treats like pancakes, blintzes, and cinnamon rolls, go for the Moscatos, Sweet Rieslings, Late Harvest Wines, or even a Niagara Ice Wine. But if the guilt about wine for breakfast is just too much, have your breakfast for dinner. This is David Wilson, Uncorked. It's always been my dream to share my favorite wines with you. Well, now through the end of the month, you can become a charter member of our brand new wine club for just $89.99 every 3 months. To join or learn more, just log on to radio.wine.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
When you're opening a new office location,
this is the Chad Benson Show.
That's me, kids. We got football on tonight. Dak Prescott leads the Dallas Cowboys, who are just, you know, they're on fire. If you're Tony Romo, man, struggles indeed. You know, you're not supposed to lose. Look, that's the little pretend lie in sports, is you're not, you shouldn't lose your place because of an injury. But if the person that comes behind you is 100 times better than you, you're going to lose your place. And if you don't think that's true, ask Wally Pipp. Producer Phil, you know who Wally Pipp was?
I can't say that I do.
Producer Phil, he had a slight injury and didn't feel well. And he sat out a game for the New York Yankees, and they decided to put this guy named Lou Gehrig in. And that's why we only know Wally Pipp as a footnote in history, because Lou decided to stay there for 2,100-plus games. Oh, man, I tell you what. People texting in about the beaver that destroyed the Christmas stuff. Did you see Amazon got 31% of all Cyber Weekend and what is it? It's not Black. It's Cyber Monday sales. That's insane. That is insane. And they've never turned a profit. How do you do that? That's weird, isn't it? And they've never turned a profit. It's insane. Oh, my goodness me. I tell you what, a lot of people texting in about respect. You have more respect. People are like, Chad, you're saying stuff that, you know, Donald Trump was probably, you know, a bully. Like, how do you know? How do you know? No, because we all know bullies. Because real leaders, people of strength, they don't do that kind of stuff. People who are weak do those kind of things. People who are weak. Yesterday we were talking about that Affluenza Anonymous, and I was reading more about that guy, that Jameson guy. And, you know, he said he never felt good enough. He said all of these things that he talked about, how weak he was and this, that, and the other. But I bet you at school he was, because of the money, because of the wealth, because of access, he was probably a giant jerk to people who didn't have anything. But inside, he hated himself. That's not always mom and dad's fault. But, you know, it can be. Mom and dad don't pay attention. I saw that Megyn Kelly is going to, I think she's going to leave Fox. I think she's going to go to CNN, and I think they're going to roll out. They're going to literally back a money truck up and say, what do you want? What can we give you to come over here? And she's like, give Wolf Blitzer a day off. It's like, that's the one thing we can't do. We can't give Wolf Blitzer a day off. But I think that's what's going to happen. I think the money is huge. And this is what I'm hearing they're dangling in front of her. Not only would she become a superstar amongst the international thing, because they put her on the international side of CNN as well, but they're talking about her in movies. Does she have that kind of cachet, you think, Phil? Would you watch her?
Oh, I probably would.
Yeah. But I could, she's, you know, and I could see her doing something like that. But then you have to ask yourself, are you a journalist or are you an entertainer? But I think if you're on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, you're not a journalist. If you're an opinion person, you lose the journalistic side of things. Right? Because I don't consider myself a journalist. I've written some stuff, but I don't consider myself a journalist. I'm opinions. I'm thought. This is what I think. I'm not reporting news.
Breaking news.
Looked like Trump was killing it tonight in the Natty. How about that? Going out on a thank you tour. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. ChadBensonShow.com, ChadBensonShow.com. Really special tomorrow. Joe Buck's going to join us, the great baseball and NFL announcer. He's going to talk about his book, Lucky Bastard, talk movies and stuff. Remember to text us, 323-538-2423. For Anthony, for the czar, for my man Phil out there, my name's Chad Benson. Night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.